Another twist in the Djokovic visa saga. Questions are now being asked about whether the world tennis number one lied on a border entry form about his travel in the fortnight before flying to Australia. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke is still considering whether to use his personal power to cancel Djokovic's visa again. Court documents reveal that the tennis player ticked a box on his travel declaration form, saying he had not travelled and was not planning to in the 14 days prior to his flight to Australia. However, a tennis academy in Spain uploaded videos to social media showing Djokovic was practicing there ahead of the Australian Open. Last night, a Border Force spokesman told SBS it is now an enforceable requirement that travellers make a declaration setting out their travel history for the 14 days before their scheduled flight. Providing false or misleading information can lead to visa cancellation. Meanwhile, fellow tennis player Nick Kyrgios has told social media that the case has made him embarrassed to be an Australian athlete. He says the government has handled the case badly and put some of the blame on the media.
I feel quite embarrassed as an Australian athlete that's seen what this guy has done, for us and, for the sport. I just don't think it's right how we're handling it. But the media loves to do that, loves to divide.
I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.